Summer means picnic baskets. For you of a particular age, that's a Yogi Bear pronunciation. If you don't know who Yogi Bear is, ask your parents. More than a few things are staples for summer picnicking. Noodle salad and potato salad and some kind of jello salad, fried chicken, hot dogs, baked beans, hamburgers, and on and on. Do you have favorites? Do you have items you refuse to eat? I won't promise to make a convert out of you if you don't like potato salad, but I do have a few suggestions. The Eating Liberty Podcast, food and freedom once a week for life. Hello folks, Stan Reed here. It's summer. At least, you know, close enough to being official. When I'm asked for recipes in person, I can see in the person's expression that he really wants a play-by-play, very detailed explanation of what to do and when to do it. And in some cases, that is what's necessary. Cooks speaking to non-cooks or home cooks, and that's not to take away from home cooks, but to illustrate that professional cooks do have a verbal shorthand. But talking to non-cooks, some recipes are really just procedures, and you figure out the quantities as you go. That makes some people crazy. My mom made an excellent potato salad, and there's no piece of paper with the procedure. I checked my mom's recipe box, and I checked her mom's recipe box. Yes, I have my grandma's recipe file and no cold potato salad recipes there. So, potato salad. Potatoes, celery, onions, mayonnaise, yellow mustard, hard-cooked eggs, salt and pepper, and the secret ingredient, pickle juice. Simple enough, right? But wait, there's more. What kind of potato? Well, she used Idaho. Very starchy and falls apart nicely. Can you use Redskins? Yep. What about Yukon Gold? Yep. Purple potatoes? Yep again. There seems a big question in potato salad world that surprised me. There's the snobby way to cook potatoes and the my mom way. The my mom way is peel them, dice them, cook them in salted water until they are just done, then lay them out on a pan to cool, lift them out of the water. The snobby way, which includes recipes by James Beard and The Joy of Cooking, is to cook the potatoes in their skins until done, remove them from the water, and peel immediately. Now, I will tell you that cooking potatoes that way for mashed potatoes is by far the best. It's a pain, literally, since it is the game of hot potato, but the retained starch makes the mashers so much better. For potato salad, I don't see the need, and frankly, I don't see the efficiency. This is confusion area number one. Peel or don't peel. It's entirely up to you. If you don't know what you want, go for easy and efficient. Maybe confusion area number two. Mayonnaise or Miracle Whip. Now, this isn't even really a question as far as I'm concerned. Mayonnaise. Always and forever. Viva la mayo! I like my hard-cooked eggs cut into squares by making three turns on that little egg slicing tool. Yes, I know, most people call them hard-boiled eggs, but since they are boiled for mere seconds, that seems like a poor choice of a name. Yes, I'm all about the nomenclature. Maybe full rounds of boiled egg for garnish on top. The celery I want diced pretty small. I like the crunch, but it's potato salad with celery, not celery salad with potatoes. Onions, the same thing. And frankly, I prefer scallions to onions. They're a bit zippier, which helps the salad with some flavor, and they add a nice color. Pickle juice is pickle flavor, of course, but it's also acid. Acid boosts flavor in a similar way that salt does, without, of course, extra salt. Now, I have no reservations about salt, but I don't like salty food. So, pickle juice it is. Kosher dill juice or something with zip. Gherkin juice, no, not so much. Too sweet. Same goes for bread and butter pickle juice, although those onions diced up would make a pretty sweet, pun intended, addition. Mix it all together and, oh, how much stuff? Well, here's a technical answer. I don't know. That's the rub for these kinds of things. The best guidance I will offer is go for a ratio. 8 parts of potato to 1/2 part of celery and 1/2 part of scallions. Huh? In English, that is 2 cups of cooked diced potatoes and 1/4 cup each celery and scallions. Now, I like my scallions pretty thin. 1/4-inch hunks of green onions, that ain't pleasant to me. Crunch from celery, flavor from onion, 2 eggs to those 2 cups of mayo, to the 2 cups of potatoes and mayo to bind. Maybe 2 tablespoons of yellow mustard and 1 tablespoon of pickle juice. Now, there is a method to combining this, a method to this madness. Everybody goes in the bowl except the mayonnaise, and by everybody I mean everything. Potatoes, celery, scallions, eggs, mustard, pickle juice, then the mayonnaise. We're going to hold back on salt and pepper till the end. The reason the mustard and pickle juice go in first is they will dilute the mayonnaise. So if you add the mayo first and get the salad just right and then forgot those other things, they're going to... It's not like a huge thing, but it will dilute the mayonnaise a little bit, and it won't necessarily have the exact same texture, which I kind of like that stiff mayonnaise-based salad stuff. So that's the reason I do it in that order. Can you make substitutions or alterations? Oh, yes. I add diced pimento or diced red bell peppers, black olive pieces or small diced cheddar cheese bits or grated cheddar cheese, or bacon, or parsley and chives, or both. Normally, I would say use dry parsley and dried chives in dressings, but in a salad like this, fresh is okay if you have it. Diced cherry tomatoes or those French fried onions as a garnish on top is very pretty. And also, almost anything you can imagine that pairs well with mayonnaise and potatoes can be part of your salad. If you've ever made soup and noticed that the next day it tastes better, there's some flavor blending going on there. Same thing happens with cold salads, even noodle salad. So, if possible, make this salad the day before. If that's not possible, make it as early as possible so the salad has the most time to sit in the cooler and let the flavors blend. Now, not to be a buzzkill, but summer heat and cold mayonnaise salads is a great combo as long as the food is properly stored. Keep cold salads cold when they're not being served. Pathogens are never welcomed, but they do sometimes crash the party. Manage the temperatures and keep those buggers away. In my grandma's recipe file, I did find a hot potato salad recipe. She didn't identify it as German potato salad, which is really pretty darn good and worth making. And on comparison, it is slightly different, but I'm not going to go through the differences here. Grandma writes, 1/4 pound of bacon, diced, 1 onion, chopped, cook slowly for about 5 minutes or until the onion is soft. Add 3 1/2 cups cubed cooked potatoes, 1 tablespoon of sugar, half a teaspoon of salt, 1/8 of a teaspoon of pepper, 1 teaspoon dried mustard, 1/4 of a cup of vinegar, 1/4 of a cup of water. Stir to blend and cook over low heat until thoroughly heated. Now that's exactly as she wrote. I would probably use stock instead of water and definitely would omit the sugar. For this, I would probably use diced red skin potatoes with the skins on. I'd also use whole grain mustard and increase the quantity of pepper. But it reads well, and I want to make it. Now for something that seems to happen only rarely. The people won a small victory. This is from the Organic Consumers Association newsletter. There's a fruit coating called Organapeel made by Apeel, A-P-E-E-L. It was used on organic apples, but it turned out there was an issue with the product. They Organapeel, identified one ingredient, citric acid, and stated that it was 0.66% of the ingredients. They refused to reveal the rest of the ingredients. So, customers who pay attention to these things, some 2,000 of them, wrote to the Organic Materials Review Institute about Organapeel. The OMRI looked into this product, saying, quote, The OMRI looked into this product, quote, could be out of USDA organic compliance, end quote. That they looked into it, that's good. That's consumers getting response from agencies for a good outcome. Here's the other shoe. Apeel is backed. That's the words from the Organic Consumers Association newsletter, which I read to mean at least backed with cash. Apeel is backed by Bill Gates and the WEF. Huh. So we've talked about the great food transformation as it applies to the Great Reset. And I might be reading too much into that, but I sort of kind of don't think I am. That's a small victory, but it's also an important one, at least to me. It means that the power of the people can have an impact. Now, don't expect me to carry that enthusiasm to the ballot box for any national election. I'm even barely convinced it helps at the state election, probably really useful at your local town council election. As to that national election, cynically, I'm pretty sure that's already been decided by they who do these things. This does mean that voting with social media and email will work, which was how this thing was managed with Star Ranch, the grower identified in the Organic Consumer Association newsletter. The Organic Consumer Association also identified Stemilts Artisan Organics as another company using APL, and they have not yet stopped doing that as of publication of the newsletter. So perhaps such action will work there too. All right, folks, that's going to do it. The garlic is starting to shoot some scapes up, and I'm pretty excited about that. At my nearly 4,200 feet above sea level, things go slower than in the lowlands. I've added leeks to that same plot, and I've got shallots to add in between the garlic rows. The garden, the rest of it, is finally getting ready to go into the soil. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, dude, it's like frickin' June, kind of late. Yeah, it seems that way, except June 7th last year and June 4th of the year before that, we had a frost that killed everything. So I'm waiting. Allow me to push a bit and encourage you to start a garden. Just mind the urbaneer if that's a problem in your area. Thank you for listening. If you like the shorter solo episode format, please let me know. Interview shows will probably still be an hour or better. Have a good week, and I'll see you soon.
Music for the Culinary Libertarian podcast is provided by Matthew Bankert at mattbankert.com.